basically my main problems were that I was the first blind student. So the teachers weren't really aware of the needs of a visually impaired person. But also I was given the impression that the teachers had no time for me a lot of the time. There were exceptions. Basically, the students, I had friends for the first couple of years, but then the students sort of, all girls, started to kind of lose interest. They were probably more interested in makeup and boys, and it got to the point for my last 3 years there where I would talk to them sometimes and they just not respond at all. I was being left out. I was basically thought of really by them as the blind freak with the stick, you know, so I was quite lonely. It was the attitude of the staff that I found was quite a big problem. When I was doing my maths GCSE, the deputy head teacher came to me and said, I'm afraid you can't go into your maths lesson today because we're interviewing candidates for a maths teacher post, and we want to put them in front of the two year 11 classes. And if you go into the class, I'm afraid you would unbalance the situation, is the way they put it to me. And I said, well, could I not go in the class with my helper and do some separate work just in a corner? And he basically gave me the impression that just me being there would be, you know, enough to, I don't know, ruin someone's chances or something. And I said to him, I said, this is unacceptable, the way you're treating me. This is wrong. This is discrimination. And he said, well, well, blind people do get ignored in society and they do get discriminated, and held the door open for me, you know.